Hi everybody, it's Lynn here from the Hillwide team. Welcome to Hillwide 2022. Can't believe I'm saying that already. And I'm here with another Hillwide participant for this year to talk about their garage and Hillwide, I guess. So anyway, I'm going to have my first question here. So first up, can you tell us your name and where people can find your garage at Hillwide?
Sure. My name is Kenny Martin, and my garage is at 1683 Alabama Street, about a half a block up from Precita Park.
Oh, excellent. I was going to ask what the cross street was, so that gives people a really good feel. Great for getting refreshments as well down at Precita Park, right?
Absolutely. So, the cafe is right down there.
Exactly. Perfect. So is this your first time participating in Hillwide, Kenny?
It is. It's my first time.
Wow. So what made you decide to join this year?
I recently replaced a lot of stuff in the house and out back. And I have a bunch of stuff in the garage that probably needs to find a new home. And so I am looking to rehome a lot of treasured items.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I'm one of those people who I get new stuff and I don't get rid of the old stuff. I really should join in Hillwide this year.
But I know, my house isn't that excellent. Big.
Yeah, right. I don't think any of us, any Doctor Who watchers, I don't think any of us have a TARDIS for a house, do we? So, but where it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, that would be so nice. Anyway, so we're really happy that you joined us this year. So I wanted to find out, are you an old hand at garage sales?
I would say no. I would say I'm somewhat of a newbie. I've done like one before about 20 years ago, but I don't really remember it a whole lot.
Yeah, that's kind of a while back, and I'm sure things have changed a lot since then. Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, so given that, what's your question for Hillwide veterans for achieving the ultimate in garage sale success?
My question would be is, what are the sort of rules or laws around making sure that there's enough room for people to walk by that are maybe not interested in shopping, but making enough room for people that are interested in shopping? I'd imagine there's a bit of logistics around the spacing of things, and I would love recommendations for that.
Okay. I think I will try and put that out to the audience at large. I think that's a great question to ask everybody, because a lot of it depends on how much sidewalk space you've got in front of your garage, doesn't it, really? And I know here in Bernal, we're kind of skinny on sidewalks. So that you can let people walk by without harassing them or making them feel uncomfortable, I guess. And also thinking about it in the time of the pandemic, because we still are, just making sure that people can have adequate distance between themselves and others. So being cognizant of that. So,
yes,
so great. Exactly. So that is a good question. I think I will put something out to the list and we'll see if we can get some answers back, which would be fabulous.
Woo-hoo.
So my final question for you is, of course, aside of visiting your garage at 1683 Alabama, just up from Precita Park, what's your top tip for treasure seekers? So those folks who are coming along to actually buy stuff. So what recommendations would you make to them?
I would say make sure you bring a big bag, because if I know my neighbors and I know myself, there's going to be so many things that you're going to see that you are going to immediately want at amazing prices. So bring plenty of things to carry all those wonderful
treasures. Stuff. So if you've got kids, then you might want to grab their, what do they call those teeny tiny trucks that you have for hauling kids around, and I often see in the park. Maybe one of those on wheels would be good. So, okay, so lots of bags to cart away your goodies and things. So that's excellent,
exactly.
Kenny. So are you going to be open from around about 9, do you think, or a little bit later?
I think so. I'm highly motivated, so I'm going to be ready to go at 9 o'clock.
Well, I hope you have a fabulous Hillwide, and I hope you get to sell all the things that you want to remove from your life this time around, and look forward to seeing you out on the hill.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everybody.